This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is garbage television, and God bless Annie Dow for watching it so we don't have to. Annie is obsessed, and she's obsessed with The Bachelor.
Annie's obsessed, she gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation, if you didn't know.
Now you know.
And don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
She's back in the studio.
Annie's obsessed, Bachelor Edition.
Ladies and gents, I gotta tell you, this episode was a roller coaster ride, to say the least. And not a Yankee Cannonball roller coaster that is enjoyable. We're talking about one of the ones that rattles your head and makes your earring back stab you. We had someone faint at a rose ceremony. We had erotic novels. We had a villain switch up. It was Lord of the Flies meets 50 Shades meets Mean Girls. And boy, Matt James has no idea what he's getting himself into. Let's unpack. The episode started with a rose ceremony where we see Sarah start to look like she's going to pass out. So quick recap. Sarah had a one-on-one with Matt last week, and they hit it off really well. Sarah opened up about being one of the caretakers for her father who's living with ALS. And it was just such a good date. So Matt James immediately runs over to see if Sarah's okay, while every other girl in there just thinks it's a stunt. Thinks that she's completely faking it. So this is the beginning of a miserable ride for Sarah.
Finish him.
As for the roses, Matt sent home girls I have literally never seen before and kept Victoria because Bachelor producers know his deepest, darkest secrets and will air his dirty laundry if he doesn't keep her around for ratings. They're the spawns of Satan, I tell you. Let's move on to my favorite date of the year. It's a group date where the ladies had to write their own short erotic stories about Matt James. Ew. These ladies need Jesus, holy water, sage. My poor virgin ears, Kennedy, were flabbergasted.
His long, thick legs. She yearned for more power, something deeper.
All the things in the past that was evidently lacking, I know my man's Matt James packing.
Oh. But what made my jaw drop, you ask?
What made your jaw drop? Know.
Christopher B. Harrison wrote an erotic novel from Amazon. It's titled The Perfect Letter. The Perfect Letter explores the perils and rewards of risking everything for love. Christopher, I am blushing, but if you see it as my next download on Audible, mind your business. So to set the scene for you guys, the way the group date was set up was the woman had to read their sexy stories in front of a live audience, aka it's just the other women in the house that aren't on the date because they can't have live audiences now. The issue with the group date was that Sarah couldn't handle the fact that the other women were talking about Matt so intimately. Baby girl, there's been literally minimum 126 seasons of this godforsaken show. He's dating 30 other women. That's how it works. But apparently for Sarah, she needed to talk to Matt about it. So she interrupted the group date that she was not on. No. And you can only imagine how pleased the gals were.
But you did it after the fact. And that's annoying. Like, the damage is already done.
Couldn't you have said this at another time?
You know, I wasn't sure, like, when I would have an opportunity to say this. And
it's the first day of the week. Okay. And everyone's having a date this week.
Chris Harrison said everyone's getting time today.
Yeah.
Like, what did you have to address? Because it would probably be pretty serious for you to have come here.
It's literally just between me and him. And I just want to let you guys know why I'm here. And I'm sorry.
The saga did not stop there. Sarah spent the entire next day sulking in her room, literally avoiding all the girls that she stole the time from the night before. And you know when you walk into a room and you know everybody was talking about you?
Yep.
Well, imagine that, but with 30 women who all have lip fillers and designer sweatpants.
I have had great conversations and connections with you ladies. And, you know, I know.
Who is she talking to? Like, what?
Okay, well, my thing is, like, the time that he spent reassuring you, some of us didn't get to talk to him at all, and so he can't even explore those relationships, and we can't explore our relationships with him.
Because you're monopolizing. This is not the Sarah show.
It's the biggest word I've heard Victoria use was monopolizing. Sarah decided the process was too much for her and she packed her bags. And as much as I don't agree with her being selfish and interrupting the other girls, The Bachelor is a sick science experiment and deprives people of normalcy. So I'm happy that she left. And please, please, girly, date a man who like owns a bakery or something and just date someone so plain. But as I came in this morning, I wrote this last night, as I came in this morning, I found out that she's been stepping out with none other than Cheat Miser himself, G-Eazy. So I have no hope for her anymore.
Wow.
Next week, it seems like we are finally getting to the point where I know most of the girls' names and I see connections forming. But Chris Harrison hates me and is bringing in 5 new girls.
We've had enough drama this week. We all deserve a break.
What?
No.
Oh my gosh!
There are 5 new girls.
Who the f*** are these random ass?
Is she kissing
him? I want to vomit right now.
It's hard. This is so hard.
People are pissed.
They just wanted to save the best for last.
I literally just want to go home.
This is already the most amount of women in Bachelor history. Like, why are they adding people? I can't handle it. My brain is going to explode if I see any more girls walk into this mansion.
It's just because they knew it was Ken.
I just can't do it anymore.
That's
crazy. I can't do it. They broke me. Chris Harrison has broke me.
Oh. Oh. Penny's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Penny's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know,
now you know.
And don't get her started. A supermarket Joe.
What's he up to?
Penny's obsessed. Bachelor Edition.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's the best part.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.